The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eamon Ryan, the Minister for Transport, you might have seen him in the news this morning, having proposed plans for EV charging points, electric vehicle charging points, every 60 kilometres on Irish motorways. Shane O'Donoghue is the editor of CompleteCar.ie. Shane, how important a measure would this be if it were implemented? We'll come back to the if in a moment.
Sure. Absolutely. I think it's necessary. We need it in the country, and it's not just on the motorways we need it. That's the big thing. This is part of EU legislation to try and increase the rollout of charging points across Europe, I guess to encourage people to move to EV more.
Are there long stretches of motorway in Ireland still without service stations? There used to be a very long stretch in the M9, but then in Kilcullen one was opened a few years ago that put paid to that. I just wonder, do you often travel much further than 60k without there being a service station?
The motorways, I would argue, that are probably okay in the number of charging places we have, but perhaps maybe just increase the number of chargers at each of them. We need that way more. So that phrase, every 60 kilometres, that comes from Europe. And that isn't, I don't think you can, give that to Eamon Ryan or the Green Party. That's something that's supposed to happen across Europe, and that's fine. But far more important, I would suggest, is that we have more of them everywhere. Almost any EV driver that has to use the public network right now will tell you that they regularly have to wait, especially on the busy motorways. So I'm not so sure about that. I think we should focus on other things.
Okay, so let's assume then it's an easy job if you wanted to do it on the motorways because the service stations are there, but you do need to increase the amount of spots available, the amount of chargers at those stations. In terms then of what we need in the rest of the road network to improve the experience for EV drivers, what do we need and how do we get there?
I believe we need chargers everywhere, or everywhere you park your car. It's a very different frame of mind. So if you're driving a petrol, diesel or hybrid car and you fill up with a liquid fuel, it's convenient to do that within a few minutes. So you basically do it during your journey. Now, an electric car is different because it takes much longer generally to recharge an electric car. You perhaps need to think of it differently, where you do it where your car is stopped. So obviously, the easiest thing in the world is doing it overnight at home or doing it during your workplace during the day. But when you're traveling, perhaps, or, doing your daily chores or whatever, then you need it everywhere. You need it at the gym, you need it at the shopping centre, you need it in all the multi-storey car parks. And I would argue that we need more of them in urban and suburban areas now than we do perhaps on the motorway network, which we've covered.
How easily is that done in Ireland?
In Ireland is a key phrase there. It seems to be taking forever. And this new big announcement by Eamon Ryan today, I'm just frustrated by it, to be honest, and flabbergasted that it feels like we had the same conversation from Eamon Ryan 2 years ago, where there's a big announcement about a new EV charging strategy. And it's all about strategy, and there's a new public consultation. And why are we having public consultation? Just get on with it. Just build it. And I don't understand why we're not at that stage.
Shane O'Donoghue is the editor of CompleteCar.ie. Shane, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.